Welcome back. Mike Warren Thomas here. It is Discover the Finger Lakes, and 93 this past Tuesday somehow gets people thinking about ice cream. I don't know why, but it feels like summer. And we have a special guest with us now from the Livingston County Chamber of Commerce, their member services coordinator, Melissa Savino. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
And I guess one of the reasons Livingston County has so many ice cream places is that there's a lot of summer cottages and summer recreation, state parks, et cetera. Is that why, do you think?
Absolutely. Livingston County is beautiful. We have, you know, Letchworth State Park. We have some of the Finger Lakes. We have great outdoor spaces. We have a lot of visitors that come into the area. And it's just a great place for ice cream.
How did this trail come about? Tell us about the origins of the ice cream connection trail.
Well, a couple of our chamber members, Pam from Kishawa Creamery and Jeff from Twisters, had talked about possibly doing some type of connection between the ice cream places and getting the word out about the different ice cream shops that are around in Livingston County, because they're very diverse, they have different offerings, and just letting people know what's out there. So they came to the chamber, and we obviously would love to help with something like that. It's a great project. It promotes the small businesses in the county. It gets the word out on the tourism side about what's there to offer and some fun things to do in the county. So we had gotten together and worked last year and kind of thought of some ideas and some things that we wanted to do heading into spring this year. And we worked with Tracy Clary from Tracy Design as a graphic designer and put together this ice cream connection trail map.
But these are all, these are competitors, right? I mean, they're fighting it out for the ice cream dollar.
They are, but the nice thing about businesses in our county, they all support each other. They all work together. And there's plenty of people and plenty of ice cream to go around. And the more we get the word out, the busier they'll be as well. So it's a nice group. All our small businesses work together now more than ever, evident as we support each other in this specific time. It's a nice community.
And there's a frozen yogurt place in Geneseo. There's Twisters in Livonia. And several restaurants like the Beachcomber and Canisius, Minahan's.
Absolutely. And the thing that's nice about it is there's a little something for everyone. My favorite ice cream and what I like in ice cream may not be your favorite. There's vegan options. There's items that are made fresh in-house, businesses that are making their own ice cream. There's Giffords. There's Dole Whips. There's really something for everyone. And it gives a nice opportunity to try the different ice creams, an egg cream perhaps at Reminisce, or a malt, or homemade blueberry toppings at Linny Lou's. Just a lot of different options and really something for everyone, much like going on a wine tour. You know, they're in competition too, but it's nice to try the different things. And the nice thing about this trail map is it's really family-oriented. You can all get together. You can take your family and visit these 16 stops on the trail.
I wonder how many I could do in a day.
Well, if you're really ambitious, you could do them all in a day.
Could I consume?
You might be a little full at the end of the day, but
I might be. People can kind of gather their stops and put together, get to all of them, right? And be eligible for some prizes.
Absolutely. There's stops from the north end of the county in Caledonia to Avon, down to Geneseo, actually out to Attica, which is just outside the county. Same with Linny Lou's in Naples, down to Ice Cream Island in Danville, Kishawa, and Nunde. So there's stops all over the county. So if you're not specifically out on a trail map, you can look at this and say, well, I have to run to Caledonia for something today. I'm going to stop at one of these places. And it just brings a little bit more awareness to what's out there. Each stop on the map also has a little bit of a description on the guide, so you can see what they offer and learn a little bit more before you go there.
All right. And People can download the brochure, which has a checklist, an entry form for going to all 16 of them. You can get initials at all of them and then mail that into the Livingston County Chamber of Commerce?
Absolutely. If we'd like you to take a selfie at each of the stops that you go to, you can tag us at hashtag Ice Cream Connection 2020. We have an Ice Cream Connection group set up, so you can visit that site and see what specials there are, what, like if somebody is doing ice cream sandwiches this week or a rhubarb topping, different specials that each of the places are running. And then you gather up your stops, send that in, and you can win a grand prize of a $200 gift certificate from one of our Livingston County Chamber e-commerce gift certificates, which features nearly 70 local businesses. So you can also support small by winning and spending those $200.
And I love the byline, explore the Livingston County area scoop by scoop.
Absolutely.
But now,
it's a nice way to do it. And the nice thing about it, too, is what you can see on your way through the trail, you know, through the backwoods, through, you know, down by Letchworth, different places along the lake, the Beachcomber, of course, right on the lake. So it's nice. We have a lot of downtown businesses on there, so you can walk to socially distance, walk down to a Sunset Scoops or a Sprinkles, and these businesses all have protocols in place and are very mindful of the times right now. So it's a nice option.
I often recommend people go in search of these small towns and just wander through them, you know, whether it's Avon or Caledonia or Livonia. We have these beautiful buildings, architectures, whether it's homes or businesses. They're, people stay on the main routes so often. We need to get off and visit these small towns.
There really are a lot of gems out there. And it's nice at this particular point in time when things have slowed down a little bit to get out there and take a look and maybe say take some time and notice some things that you wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to.
You have a connection to sweets, at least. You have the cake place in Avon, right?
Yes, I own a cake shop. So my other job, so I'm member services coordinator at the Chamber, but I also own a small business. So I know and understand how important it is for a place like the Chamber to support these small ice cream places and these small businesses, because the season is obviously not very long. So it's important that the Chamber gets the word out about these places. The Chamber's been here for over 50 years. We have nearly 700 members, and it's just important. And again, now more than ever, to support our small businesses.
And what was the, you could describe how the e-business thing works with, you said about 70 businesses.
Sure. We offered the opportunity for local businesses to sign up to participate in our e-commerce program, our In Livingston certificates, and all they need to do is contact us. We are selling gift certificates to businesses in denominations of $10 to $100. The Chamber is covering all the costs from any fees to actually mailing the certificates out. It's just a free way to support local businesses in these times, whether you use the certificates now or whether you support them and use them later in the year or as times go on, or give them as gifts, give them to healthcare workers, essential workers. It's a nice way to thank them as well right now.
All right. And the Livingston County, as we talked about at the start of the interview, covers some beautiful recreation areas, state parks, and Letchworth State Park was named the number one state park in the country in a USA Today poll a few years ago.
Absolutely. And our guides are actually, the Ice Cream Connection guides are at Letchworth State Park as well.
And it's a huge park, really. People maybe in Rochester go to Highland Park, which it's got some beautiful lilacs and things, but it's going to be crowded because there's just a lot of people in Rochester, and a place like Letchworth and Stony Brook State Park, which is Dansville, really great places to visit.
Absolutely, and I'd encourage you to visit our Finger Lakes West tourism website. It has a lot of great things that are available. It tells you about different trails and things that you can explore in Livingston County, which is, you know, there's a lot of things. I've lived here all my life, and there's things I'm still finding here, so it's nice to head off the beaten path a little bit and enjoy what the county has to offer.
And I especially liked in this trail map and this ice cream connection trail that you included, a couple ice cream shops that are just outside Livingston County, but, you know, really for most people who know them, they probably kind of consider them part of Livingston County, or it's a good way to incorporate your neighbors.
Absolutely. And the counties all work together. We work with, obviously, Wyoming County, Ontario County, the Finger Lakes area, you know, as you expand out. So yeah, all in a day's drive. So it's nice to visit those places, too.
Yeah, 16 places for you to discover this summer. And you just have to have your checklist and entry in by October 9th, I think. So, yeah.
Yes. Yep. So you have plenty of time to head out there and try some ice cream.
All right. Melissa, thank you very much for your time and putting this ice cream trail together, the Livingston County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks very much.
Wonderful. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
One of the ice cream places that is on this list is Kishawa Creamery, which is in Nunday. And we have Pam Washington from Kishawa Creamery on the line now with us. Good morning, Pam.
Hi, how are you, Mike? Thanks for having me.
Doing great. It's, you know, I would imagine that an ice cream place likes it when it hits 93 degrees, right?
Oh, it's a great time of year, yes.
The cool spring, you didn't need that to continue. You need some heat to get people thinking about ice cream. And
well, not necessarily. Sometimes my best days are when it's snowing.
Really?
Yes. I think people were ready to come out and experience all things ice cream.
And what's the background of Kishawa, the creamery?
Kishawa Creamery, I started this this is my third season, so 2018 was my first season. I had retired from agency for New York State, being an administrator, running big professional teams. I thought I want to do something fun. I do have a small homestead where I have registered Jersey show cows. So we were like, okay, what are we going to do with all this milk? I took courses at Cornell, went to Penn State, was going to originally do cow to cone, where we brought our own milk down for processing and make my own ice cream cheese. But when I got into, like you said earlier with Melissa, or even before that, the regulatory requirements and being that I was retired, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to just go searching for good ice cream. I'm a little bit of a connoisseur. I like to do a lot of tasting, so during the off-season, I travel to multiple states. I like to see what's coming new, what's out there, things that are different. I like to bring different things you can't experience just anywhere.
Yeah. Well, I saw you posted a rhubarb, either as a topping or as ice cream. What were you making?
Yeah, I'm making old-fashioned rhubarb sauce. In fact, just before I got on the phone with you, I was chopping up local rhubarb. Nunday community heard my call for rhubarb, and I've been inundated with pounds of it, so I've been cleaning it and getting it ready to go. I'm also a master preserver, so whatever's left over, I'll be canning up and offering it later in the year.
You know, and I'm glad you're making a rhubarb sauce and not a strawberry rhubarb sauce, because just personally, I love rhubarb pie or rhubarb, but not with the strawberry. I don't know. It's something strange. And also, most people probably love the combination.
Well, it depends on people, kind of what you grew up with, I think, a lot of times. And if you put that on a nice vanilla ice cream, you get that contrast. I'm all into tasting ice cream. I don't know if you know that, but ice cream is tasted very similar to wine tasting or beer tasting. There's a way to do it. I actually do tour groups and do some ice cream tasting for kids in school and stuff like that, church groups. It's really fun.
So, I mean, it's like these other things you mentioned, you're looking for aroma, for texture, for
yep.
all kinds of things.
Yep, and the mouthfeel is very important on ice cream. Overrun, how much air is put into it. You know, a lot depends on the flavor combinations. There's a finish, you know, and good ice cream, after you swallow, you should have another distinct flavor. It's all in personal preference, of course, but there is a science to it.
And the creamer, you're in Nunday.
Yeah.
What other things might people do or visit around Nunday?
Well, Nunday is one of those hidden gems. A lot of Native American history here. I am right next to the Genesee Valley Greenway Trail. The southern entrance to Letcher State Park is probably about 5 miles from here. We do see a lot of people. We try to keep track. We had 30 different states represented that visited the creamery last year for ice cream, and I think there were 6 different countries, people from different countries that came. So we do get a lot of traffic from Letchworth. So there is a lot to do around here. Nunday is a historical village. Was on the Genesee Valley Canal. There's locks to visit, a lot of walking trails in this area.
And it's maybe 50 minutes from Rochester or so, right?
Yeah, it's about 50 minutes. Just a short drive for us. We live out here. We're used to driving to the city for other things. So it's, you know, it runs both ways, right? 390?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But also getting off 390 and taking some of the smaller roads either way and mm-hmm. checking out the communities between here and Nunday.
Right.
You mentioned serving ice cream during the snow. Are you open seasonally or year-round?
No, I'm seasonal, and we opened on April 4th. It was a gamble either way, but I had promised my loyal customers that, you know, the first Saturday in April we'll be open. So we, you know, made a few adjustments, and we opened, and as you know, we had snow, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Oh, whiteout. Yeah.
And you would think that that would deter people, but it did not, and that's a great thing.
Yeah. So what are maybe a couple of the favorite things that people order when they come to you?
Well, Kishwa Creamery is a little different. As I mentioned earlier, I'm into dairy farming, agriculture. I do believe in supporting local farms. So I have taken Kishwa Creamery, and we center it around the dairy industry. So we have all these creations named after different aspects of agriculture, and people just kind of like that differentness of it. I have one of my one creation that was just recently reviewed by an ice cream reviewer was the Messy Barn.
Yeah, so what is a messy barn? I can imagine it.
It is messy, but there is chopped peanuts, chopped Oreos, a ton of peanut butter sauce on it. People just like the peanut butter here. I go through it like crazy, so we do a lot with peanut butter. We have the climbing cow, a plowed field that I did a couple years ago. I created that to honor, I have an antique tractor show, so they were out here pulling in my yard, and I did the plowed field. So that's another big seller.
And what are your hours?
I'm open 1 to 9, 7 days a week.
Again, in Nunday, and for people who aren't familiar with the area, what does Kishwa refer to?
Oh, Kishwa is the historical pronunciation of the more modern version of the Kishwa Valley, the Kishwa area. It was an original Native American pronunciation called Kishwa, and you actually can find that on the New York State historical sites.
Again, the Kishwa Creamery is in Nunday, and the love the rhubarb idea. Once the rhubarb season ends, what do you look forward to doing next?
Oh, we do some things in the fall with apple cider, fresh apple cider. I keep my maple products, so this spring we always start with a maple bacon sundae that's very popular, and I'll keep that maple syrup coming all year long, so that'll be in until we close.
All right, and again, great way to check off maybe a few ice cream places now, and you have until October 9th to get all 16 of them on the checklist for the Livingston County Trail Connection. So, Pam, thank you for taking some time with us this morning, and can't wait to visit you here in the near future.
Okay, we'll be looking for you, Michael. Thank you.
Thanks, Pam. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
That's Pam Washington, Kishawa Creamery. And if you go to her Facebook page, you'll see a mask that is a cow licking with its tongue out. Makes a very striking mask. It's really, I don't know if she's, I meant to ask her if she's selling those, or maybe that was a customer who gave that to her, but it's on their Facebook page, Kishawa Creamery in Nunday. And if you want a link to get the brochure, you can download the brochure from Livingston County Chamber of Commerce for the 16 places that are part of the Ice Cream Connection Trail. And there are tons of cool things to explore here. You can get probably a dozen different kinds of banana splits. I'm not sure all of them do banana splits, but many of them do. And again, a great range of types of ice cream, soft serve versus hard ice cream. I tend toward the hard ice cream, but I may have to go and try several of these, both the soft serve and the hard serve. And some of them are restaurants have food other than just dessert, so. Keep that in mind. Tom Walls in Avon is in this group, along with the Barn Restaurant in Piffard, which I've never been to. It's a family owned and operated since 1972 by the Rose family, and I know the Yard of Ale is in Piffard, another restaurant. So I need to spend more time exploring, because I haven't been to all these places. Monk's Bread. I haven't been there either. That's crazy that I haven't been. I've eaten a substantial amount of Monk's Bread, the raisin bread, in my lifetime. Really, I've done a lot to support them in the raisin bread that I've consumed over many years. I definitely need to go see where it's made. And those tours are probably not open now, although the bread is for sale, obviously. But at some point this summer, I would think those kinds of tours and things would reopen, probably in smaller numbers of people, different protocols and things. Wear a mask. Keep that in mind. That's important. And also, during the gardening show a couple hours ago, I read a little piece that the Artful Gardener, Gene Westcott, had posted about kind of the changes, the stresses of owning a business in this time, and really asking people to have more patience, more compassion, empathy. And keep in mind that the business owners, as well as customers, have been going through what may have been one of the most difficult times in their lives, may have had friends or family or themselves have been sick, or lost loved ones, lost their jobs. And so be extra respectful, be sure to wear a mask. when you go in businesses, even if the front door doesn't say, you know, you need to wear a mask, you should wear one. If a business says you don't have to wear a mask, you probably should still wear one. And I'm hoping that the peer pressure of more people wearing them will lead to people having more confidence in going out. That they, you know, if I'm going to businesses and you know, out in public, and very few people are wearing masks, I'm not going to spend much time there. I'm probably going to leave, because again, the mask that you wear protects me, and the one I wear protects you, really more than the other way around. It's a sign of respect for other people. And if we want business to get back to normal, we need confidence to grow. And so wearing a mask is going to give some confidence. Not wearing a mask is going to keep me from going places where I see that. And, you know, it's pretty simple. They're not very expensive. You can get them for free. You can make your own. You can make them white. You can make them designer styles. You can make them crazy, but wear a mask. It's really that simple. And I have to say, incredibly frustrating to hear people that see this as government overreach, being forced to wear a mask, when we have a country that has had more deaths than any country in the world, and you know, people are, and those numbers continue to go up, and people are saying, well, you don't need to wear a mask, you don't need to socially distance, you don't, you know, what can happen? Well, what just happened, and what is going to continue to happen? That's the answer. We have not solved this puzzle. And we do need to reopen businesses. We need to do it safely, carefully, and make sure we don't screw this up, because then we're going to go backwards. And that's going to make it, we're going to have so many more deaths, but also it's going to positively ruin the economy if we have to go backwards. So be careful, be safe, wear a mask. Respect other people. We will take a quick break. Welcome back. Michael Roy and Thomas here, the sponsors of Discover the Finger Lakes. And these sponsors are slowly beginning to reopen, some of them. And this will be a process over the next few weeks. Full Moon Vista has been open. This is a bike shop in downtown Rochester that is considered an essential business or transportation. They will deliver a bicycle to you if you like, if you want to buy a new bicycle. And obviously doing repairs, they have some great technicians there. And whether it's a flat tire that you're not sure how to deal with, or maybe you've had a few flat tires and you're getting frustrated with it, they have hard case tires that they can put on, but you should have them put on because they're more difficult to put on yourself. But they are basically Kevlar tires, and so you'll get very few, if any, punctures in your bicycle. It really gives you a lot of confidence out riding as you're enjoying the trails, the nice weather. You have a bicycle that you don't have to worry about. It's fullmoonvista.com to get more details. They're in a university right near Culver, very close to Living Roots, basically next door to Living Roots Winery and Sager Beer Works there on University. fullmoonvista.com. Also brought to you by Glenora. Glenora Wine Cellars, the Inn at Glenora, Verasion's Restaurant. The inn is now reopened. and they're welcoming guests. They the staff at Glenora, the management is really good at planning, and I would trust them to be careful, extra careful about inviting guests in and reopening the inn. The winery is open for shipping and for curbside pickup, and the retail shop will be opening. The restaurant will be a reopening within a couple of weeks, hopefully, if we get to phase three on schedule. So again, glenora.com, you can get more details. And normal summer season, you could not get a room at Glenora for the next couple of months. They would book their 30 rooms solid. But this is a different summer, and you may be able to get some space to get away. And private balcony view of Seneca Lake, it is a gorgeous place to stay. Glenora.com for more details. About an hour and a half from Rochester, down the west side of Seneca Lake. Also brought to you by Hunt Country Vineyards. They are in Branchport, just above Cuca Lake, and are one of the most sustainable wineries, not just in our region, but around the Northeast. They've invested in geothermal and solar. They use biodynamic practices in the vineyards. They a lot of what they do is kind of governed and driven by sustainability. They've got 5 electric charging stations there at their winery. They're doing shipping, of course, and curbside pickup. It's Hunt Country Vineyards, huntwines.com. About an hour and hour and a half from Rochester. Again, Branchport, above Cuca Lake, huntwines.com. When you call and visit our sponsors, tell them you heard about it here on Discover the Finger Lakes.
Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is. I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. Oh my, my, I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I got one man, banana, Dixie cups. All flavors and push-ups, too. I'm your ice cream man, baby, stop me when I'm passing by.
Welcome back. Michael Ryan Thomas here. It is Discover the Finger Lakes, and thanks to Jeff in the studio for finding the song by Van Halen, Ice Cream Man. Perfect for today's show, talking about ice cream and Livingston County in particular. And the designer behind the map, the 16 ice cream stops, so part of the ice cream cone connection, is Tracy Clary, who's with us now from Tracy Designs. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. You must have been kind of excited to work on an ice cream trail because, you know, you obviously you had to go to all 16, right, to do this.
It was well, research. That's something that my kids and I are very excited to do this summer. They kept it. When can we start?
Yeah.
And, this particular thing, yes, it's very up my alley. I love ice cream, and I love drawing ice cream cones, and this was just a perfect assignment for me.
And, of course, you were designing this when many of them were closed during the winter, so you haven't been to all of them yet. But
no, I haven't been to all of them. I live in Avon, so I've definitely been to all of the ones in Avon. And there's a new one in Geneseo, which I had never even heard about because it just opened on Main Street, called Sunset Scoop. So that one I actually went to because I had to check it out. I said, well, there's a new one on Geneseo Main Street. Got to go see that. So that was very cute. It has all different Perry's ice cream flavors. But, yeah, I'm excited to try out all the other ones I haven't been to yet.
And Sunset Scoop also has some vegan options. So that's...
Oh, yeah. I think they do. Yep.
Unique.
But I am not vegan. But, yes, I think they do have those options.
So... What's the biggest challenge of designing this kind of map? You want to give people a sense of how close these places are, but also, limited space, right?
I know, right? So the maps are difficult for me. I'm spatially challenged, as my husband would like to say. But I just went on the Google Maps and just typed in all the different ice cream locations, and little pins popped up. So I just take that and then illustrated in a very simplistic style and just put kind of the key elements that I think people need to navigate. And really, I mean, everyone has their phones. It kind of is more of a sense to just get a visual of, oh, look at all these fun ice cream places I can go to around Livingston County. That's nice. And as I was making it with the Livingston, map in the background and designing the logo, I was kind of making a cone shape and, drawing an ice cream scoop for the logo. And then I thought, well, maybe the little Livingston County map can kind of be in the background to kind of represent that ice cream. That's why that logo shape was created. That couldn't be seen on the brochure. I know you can't see it on the radio, but when you pick one up and online, you'll be able to see that.
Yeah, beautifully done. And, of course, having a couple photos of kids with cones is probably a good thing to have in a brochure like this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I don't know if you know this little tidbit, but the cover photo is actually a photo of my daughter when she's 8 years old now, but that was her when she was a little baby eating an ice cream cone. And on the inside, there are also several photos of them at different ages. My son as well, he's five now, but there's some of him when he was like three. And then we have eight cousins in the family, and I got a photo of all eight cousins eating ice cream there. But other people from the community also provided some photos too. So I wasn't sure they were going to let me put in all the pictures of my kids. They were kind of placeholders for a while, but they work, right. And it's fun, so nobody has to know but me. Well, now everyone else does. But.
Yeah, well, and it's going to torture those kids for years. They, someone's going to show them this brochure when they're, seniors in high school.
I know, right? I can hold that in my back pocket. But right now, they love it, and they want to be in, like, everything I design, so.
Yeah. This is a kind of a complicated thing. There's a competition. There's a checklist that you can enter for possibility of a prize. There's social media. There's a lot to put in this brochure.
Yeah, there was a lot to kind of figure out how to all make it make sense. And basically, I mean, it does seem complicated, but it's not as complicated as it looks. I think there's the checklist is the kind of the entry form, and you just, once you complete that, you send that in, and that's kind of like how you might win one of the prizes. Any of them being, the first 50, there'll be a t-shirt giveaway for the first 50. And then the grand prize winner, after they visit all of them, is going to be selected for that $200 certificate to the e-commerce store. So and the social media aspect of it is just kind of a fun element to add photos to and keep things moving online and keeping people interested and excited.
Sure. So in your work, in your design work, you're a freelance graphic designer. Give us an idea of the range of work that you do.
So I do a lot of logo development, brand identity for different clients, brochures, invitations. I recently did for the Wadsworth Library in Geneseo. They are having a capital campaign, like a fundraising campaign called Building Up for the Future. And so developed a brand and look for that, along with a party invitation and a brochure, which also features an image of my son on the front with bubbles. And I do a lot of work for, there's a tourism committee in the town of Geneseo called Promote Geneseo, and they do a brochure each year, and I work on that along with advertisements in various newspapers and magazines to just promote fun activities and events around town and get people coming, get visitors coming and visiting Geneseo and the different attractions they have around there. And some stuff for SUNY Geneseo, a lot of local things I do, as well as some other colleges around that I do work for. So it's a lot of fun, and I enjoy it. It's a really nice, and doing it freelance, I have two kids, like I said, that now I am with them all day, every day for the time being. But it's a nice job to have, to be able to work at home and make my own hours and figure that out and design fun things. And my daughter is very interested in art and designing, and I get to kind of show her and introduce her to this whole field that she might not have ever known about. And she always says she wants to be a graphic designer when she's older. I'm like, okay, we'll have a company together.
You can always have her do some, some layouts for you to see what she would do.
Yeah, it's really funny because I will lay something out or make a design, and I'll say, Meadow, get over here. What do you think about this? Do you like how this looks? Or, I'll have two different options, and she'll say, actually, I like the second option because this and this, and she'll have really good reasons that I'm like, yeah, that I was thinking the same thing. I agree with you. That was good. Good feedback.
That's good early training, and what kid doesn't like to draw, right?
I know, right? Yep.
So did you come to your freelance work more as an artist or more from the business side of things?
That's a good question. I I worked at different places before I started freelancing. So I worked at a magazine in the beginning. I worked at Bose headquarters in Framingham, Massachusetts for a while in their design department. And then it kind of happened where I was at an advertising agency. That agency went out of business, and I kind of was forced to, start doing freelance, and I kind of just kept doing that and doing that more and more and picking up more clients. So, it first started off as like, okay, well, I can do this and make money, but I also enjoyed the fact that it was just me, and I could kind of, I do have an illustrative style that I like to incorporate in a lot of things, so I kind of gravitate towards those things, and not all of the things I design have that illustrative style, but whenever I can, it's always a fun thing to be able to do, to illustrate something and incorporate it, like in the Ice Skin Connection brochure, I was able to do that a lot. It really lends itself to that, so.
So your signature style.
Yeah.
It seems like people often think of graphic designers and marketing and advertising and things like that as kind of big city things, and we have so many of these great small towns around our area, mm-hmm. and that's where a lot of these ice cream shops happen to be, in Piffard or Geneseo or Nunday or Lakeville, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to find ways to, that allow people to work and live in small towns, not just in big cities, because the architecture, the history, all these things are crucial for the future. We need to preserve them.
I totally agree, and I love being able to provide that and being able to do that. You don't need, advertising agencies and the big agencies are great. But they are a lot of money, and I am able to do these things. Like, I have so many ideas. I'm so enthusiastic about it and have so many. I get so excited when I start doing a project that I just come up with different marketing ideas, not just design stuff, and just, what about this? What about this? And I really get into it and excited to help these businesses and things and get people in the community involved and excited. So it's a really nice opportunity I have to be able to do this in our town and locally.
Yeah. You learn by working with the businesses or the Caledonia Library or the Wadsworth Library, you learn more about their history. You learn things you wouldn't otherwise just by that connection.
It's so true. And that's another really good element of it. You're right. Like, you'll get a design project, I didn't know about this. And you big part of design is researching about that thing because it will inspire you and give you ideas for the design. And it is really an interesting job to have, to learn about all these different fields and things and whatever it happens to be. I agree.
All right. Well, again, the Ice Cream Connection trail map is available. It's downloadable online, and mm-hmm. There'll be printed too, I assume?
Yeah, they're all they printed 1,000 of them, and she is Melissa. The she's from the Livingston County Chamber of Commerce. Will be delivering them to the various ice cream locations. So when you if you go online and see some of the locations, and if you don't happen to want to download the brochure, they'll be available there to pick up and grab.
All right, and again, it's 16 competitors in a sense, but they're working together and.
They're working together, yeah.
it's kind of like the wineries, the breweries, those trails. You know, they're also competitors, but really, yeah. Their main competition is the big chains and mass produced beer and wine, and not the winery down the road.
Yeah, and it gets people out and about and going and trying ones they might not have ever tried. And there's a little tracker on the brochure of like, if you want to keep track of your favorites, which one are they? That's just a fun element that you can or can't do. You don't have to.
All right. Well, Tracy, thank you for your time and your work on the ice cream connection trail in Livingston County. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's Tracy Clary. From Tracy Designs, the designer of this brochure, and hope you will go in search of it online. I can email you a link. I can email you the PDF of it, or you can find them as they start to distribute them. And if you hear of some other trails, some other sort of collaborations among businesses, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. Love to hear about these kinds of things. It's going to send me in search of a bunch of these businesses that I haven't visited yet, and some of the towns. I think I've been to all of these towns at one point or another, but not recently, not all of them. And things are happening. Mount Morris has had a lot of work done downtown, and the if you haven't been to Caledonia recently, or Dansville, or in all of these small towns, Attica. I haven't been there in quite a while. I'll have to go visit the Vintage Cow Farmers Market, which is in Attica. So, and if you hear about things like this, email me michael@saverlife.com, and so we'll do interviews about them in the near future. The phone number here, 585-346-3000. If you have a favorite ice cream place to mention, I just got a note from Eat Me Ice Cream here in Rochester that they are expanding their hours, partly because it's summer, but also as the shutdown, those different phases come along, they are expanding production and have a lot of creative ice cream. Really delicious, available at some markets around our area. Some restaurants carry Eat Me Ice Cream, and it's actually in some Whole Foods in the Northeast. Relatively small business in the Hungerford Building downtown Rochester. Someone emailed me after the show a couple weeks ago when I interviewed Eat Me Ice Cream, wondering where their shop was, and don't think they realized it was right here in Rochester. So it's not a retail shop per se. They have production in the Hungerford Building, and you can do pickup there if you order in advance. And again, it's available at a number of markets. Places like Ars Market often has their ice cream sandwiches, or other small markets. You can find more details on their website, Eat Me Ice Cream. So I am a big lover of ice cream. One of the cool things, Eat Me Ice Cream has quite a few vegan options, something they've done since they opened, I think, as well as traditional dairy ice cream. So, and I do love ice cream. There is a reason we spent the full hour here essentially talking about ice cream, is that I really do love ice cream. I've got to visit Pam Washington on a rainy day or somewhere, something when they're not as busy at Kishawa Creamery, and do that kind of tasting, kind of analytical tasting of ice cream. It would be fun to do that and kind of get that perspective on ice cream. So again, send me details on things or favorite ice cream shops, michael@saverlife.com. We'll take a quick break. Be back afterward from our sponsor.
So I traveled all around this beautiful Empire State, from Onondaga County to the tip of Cuca Lake. And I walked up Bald Hill looking down on paradise. I was amazed by the beauty of the lake called Canadice. I was amazed by the beauty of the lake called Canadice.
Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here, the sponsors of Discover the Finger Lakes. Check out Bet the Farm Winery near Trumansburg. It's been around a long time, but they built a new facility and moved from Aurora on the east side of Cayuga Lake to near Trumansburg and Crum's Corners Road. That's just outside Trumansburg on the west side of Cayuga Lake. It's betthefarmny.com. Some delicious wines, including sparkling wine and some grapes like Dornfelder and Gamay and Traminette that you don't run into very often at wineries. So betthefarmny.com. Again, tasting rooms are not open yet, but they are shipping, and you can get in touch with them for pickup. Very close to Taconic Falls and a beautiful area of Trumansburg just outside Ithaca. It's betthefarmny.com. Also brought to you by Bristol's Garden Center. They're in Victor, on your way to Victor on Route 96, one of the destination garden centers in our region. That means no matter where you live, you should try and get to the nursery. Gorgeous plants and really a pretty amazing selection of perennials and annuals and everything else. They have native trees in one section in their back area, and they have so many trees and shrubs that they might have to take you on a golf cart out to see them. So bristolsgardencenter.com for more information. Also brought to you by Casa Larga. They are not far from Bristol's Garden Center. They're on Turkill Road in Fairport, kind of just above Eastview Mall, actually, kind of ironically, given there's about 45 acres of grapes up on the hill. It's just a gorgeous setting as you look out in Monroe County. And go to casalarga.com and get more details. They are doing pickup and shipping, of course, and they make ice wine, something that a lot of people haven't tried or are not very familiar with. Makes a beautiful gift if you want to get someone just one bottle of wine, but something different. Ice wine would be a cool choice. Again, casalarga.com for more information. Turkill Road in Fairport. When you call and visit our sponsors, tell them you heard about it here on Discover the Finger Lakes. Welcome back. Mike Warren Thomas here. Just Discover the Finger Lakes. There's a small farmer's market going on at Newbury Park Pastries once again today. They're going to continue these all summer, I think, on Saturdays. They have 11 to 3, six or so, seven maybe vendors, some of them from the Brighton Farmer's Market, selling at Newbury Park Pastries on Saturdays. That's Mushroom Boulevard in the Genesee Regional Market. And then the Brighton Farmers Market has eased some restrictions for tomorrow. So last week was the first Sunday in quite a while. And it was pre-order only and prepay only. Tomorrow, the Brighton Farmers Market, which would be 9 to 1, the Brighton High School parking lot, you can shop on site and pay on site. Maybe not with all vendors. I would check their website if there's someone in particular that you're going to see and to get things from. Go to BrightonFarmersMarket.com or .org, BrightonFarmersMarket.org, and get details on each of the vendors. But I think many of them will be selling on site tomorrow without pre-orders. And they ask you wear a mask. Be respectful of other people and social distancing. And obviously, if you're not feeling well, don't go. You need to stay home and get well, and probably get tested if depending on what your symptoms are before you go out and potentially infect other people. But you may be asymptomatic, so that's why stores and places like the Brighton Farmers Market are asking that you wear a mask. So exciting to have it open. Lighthouse Gardens will be there. Todd Lighthouse and many of the other vendors, John John's Bakery, which always has some awesome desserts. Lots of great vendors at the Brighton Farmers Market. But again, not all of them may be selling tomorrow. Some may be pre-order only. But there'll be a lots that have things available for sale. Just maybe not everyone. I saw Smugtown Mushrooms is going to be there. Love the mushrooms that they sell. So 9 to 1 in the Brighton Farmers Market, slowly returning to more normal operations after the highly restricted pre-order only weekend or last Sunday start of their new season. So 9 to 1 tomorrow, Brighton High School parking lot, and imagine. There'll be a number of other farmers markets opening up in mid-June as normal, but we'll let you know and let me know as you hear about farmers markets in your area that might be opening.